Petersburg's enrollment this year is 486 students. That's down from 510 last year. School Superintendent Rob Thomason said the district expects an even bigger drop next year, down to 452 students. He said the state funding would decrease more than $200,000 based on that enrollment, and said federal grant money would also decrease. Thomason told the school board they would have to start talking about budget reductions.
I've been in communities where they've handled it in closed session, and they closed the drapes and the blinds, and one day everybody emerged and they announced the answer. And that was very painful to a community, and I personally do not feel that is the way to go. I believe we should have an open discussion, and as hard as it is to talk about it, we need to talk about, are we going to have one less counselor? Are we going to have one less elementary school teacher? Are we going to have one less administrator? What will it look like? And by naming those three things, they're not because they're on any list I have created. They're just, I know that by saying them, people, all of a sudden, their attention level just went up a little. And that's the discussion we need to have.
Thomason said the district cannot afford to keep the number of staff it has if student numbers keep falling. The student count has been trending downward for most years since 1998, when the district saw a peak of 769 students. Nowadays, classes of 30 to 40 students are the norm, instead of classes of 50 to 60 kids seen during the 1990s. Board President Gene Ellis said the district is not seeing the numbers in the younger classes entering the system.
And one of the things that's happening is we're bringing in 29, this year we brought in 29 kindergartners.
Correct.
And we're graduating out 58 seniors.
That's the issue.
That's it right in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
And it is true that next year's graduating class is smaller at 27, but we do have two elementary classes at 29, or three at 29.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's... And traditionally, that 27 class has been way small compared to everybody else, but it's not anymore.
Ellis agreed the drop in student enrollment has been dramatic.
769 to 486. That is a very significant thing that I think the whole community really needs to be aware of. And I believe it's mostly a change in our demographics, and because our population has dropped by about 500 people. But I think this is more involved than just that.
Yeah.
And there's not that... I believe the homeschool students are not significantly more than they were in 97-98. Slightly more possibly, but it's not enough to account, it doesn't begin to account for this problem.
According to state population estimates, the Petersburg census area has lost 466 people in the past 9 years. A big part of that loss, an estimated 318 people, has been among those 19 years and younger. And like the rest of the state, the population remaining here in Petersburg is also getting older, with the median age jumping from just under 36 in the year 2000 to nearly 41 years old last year. Superintendent Thomason said the district could be creative in how it shrinks its staff numbers and consider ideas like combined classrooms in the high school. That's a solution already seen at Racy Stedman Elementary. Thomason said another idea was a return to two schools in the district.
So other things that I hope people begin talking about, at what level do we have a 7 through 12 program? Some districts do that, and we have a K through 6 program back at Stedman again. Sixth grade moves back. There are just lots of different possible configurations, and what we need to do is talk through as a district and a community what's going to work best for us, given what we know.
And school board member Jim Schwartz noted that the district has already been reducing its staff.
We've stepped down from 760 down to this, with really not necessarily having to let people go.
Mm-hmm.
We've retired at a certain kind of rate that's allowed that process to be not as painful.
The budget discussions will likely happen over the next few months. The district plans to reconvene a committee of community members and board members and staff to work on next year's budget this winter. The board typically approves a new spending plan sometime in the early spring. And the board this week approved some revisions to the current year's budget. District staff are not expecting a big drop in state funding this year, even though the student count of 486 is 14 students below the amount they budgeted for. That state funding this year could be impacted by the number of intensive needs students in the district, more than budgeted for. The latest revision cuts the budget deficit by $30,000, although the district still plans to spend a little over $108,000 more than it will collect in revenue this year. The board also approved the purchase of a new piece of maintenance equipment, a Bobcat skid steer loader, for just over $21,700, and the board postponed its discussion on alcohol and drug testing policies and student searches until a meeting planned for December 2nd at 7 p.m. in City Council Chambers. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.